الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين صدق الله العظيم. Most respected students of Deen, mothers and sisters, this is currently the time of the year when everybody gets very concerned about exams, students that preparation very earnestly, or perhaps already many might have started some exams in some places or not. But the point is that this is generally the month when there's an exam fever. A fever overcomes one. When a person has a fever, the fever doesn't just come into some parts of the body. We haven't heard that a person saying his hand got a fever, but his head has got no fever. Or his feet got fever, but the hands got no fever. A fever, it takes the person from head to toe. So now, just as a fever, that's why they call it exam fever. Other things also sometimes are described in this manner, the fever. So, say some people get into a so-called shopping fever. Shopping fever. In other words, they just shop because they have to shop. Meaning, they got the money to buy something. So whether that something is really required or not, they have to buy. And as a result, they end up spending money on things that they don't need. On things that they have enough of. On items that they haven't used, meaning similar items that they haven't used, they're buying more of it. Things that they may have used just a couple of times and it's good as new, they still buying more. Why? Because there's money in the hand. And when there's money in the hand, there's money in the pocket, there's money available. So now, when the right direction is not there, the consciousness is not there, and then a person is all the time seeing something on being advertised somewhere, or somebody else has got something which apparently is looking better than what I have, or it is more stylish, or has got a better meaning, it's more eye-catching because the label is in now. So it must be this label, this brand, then now I'm in style, then I'm keeping up with the trend. And if I have something else now, that's outdated. But what I have with some other brand name is good as new. And sometimes maybe fully new also. Somebody gave on present. Never got used. But now that brand went out of fashion. So now if I'm going to walk around with that, I say now she's out of style. She's out of date. Doesn't have the idea of what's trending at the moment. So now we have become slaves of fashion. Slaves. This is really slavery. Just that people feel very elated and happy to be these kind of slaves. But it's slavery, that hard-earned money, or that money which is so valuable that can do so much of good, but it's getting wasted in things that will not be of any benefit, because the same item you have so much of it, you haven't used it yet, and you need to buy more because, well, something else is available. Something new came on the market of the same, serving the same purpose, and not going to make any difference. But now, I have to get this too. I have to get that as well. Things now just lie and just fill up cupboard space. But it has to carry on. So, we digressed a bit. The intention was talking. We started talking about exam fever. And from there, we went away onto shopping fever. But In any case, these fevers, all these different fevers come from time to time, shopping fever and whatnot. So we need to, this is not the topic, but Allah Ta'ala put some benefit in it that this came up. We need to become conscious about where we're heading, what we're doing. We need to think. Don't just dive into things. Just because somebody got something, I have to have it. Somebody's doing something, I must do it. Somebody is in this style. Who made up the style? Who said this is trending? It's just people now who are getting caught up in by the people out there who need to make money. So the marketing style is this. Just keep changing the thing little bit and keep bringing it like something new, and then just hype it. Hype it in a way that you'll just sell. People just, their minds must get mesmerized and it'll sell. So the people out there need to make the money, and they got enough takers. They've got enough garaks, as they call them, to just buy. So we need to become conscious about this. This is Allah Ta'ala's very great ni'mat. The wealth Allah has blessed somebody is a very great ni'mat. But it's also something we'll be accountable for. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that I stood at the door of Jannah. Now when this happened, it could have happened on the occasion of Mi'raj. It could have happened in a dream. Whereas the dream of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam is also wahi. It is revelation. It is a reality. So it could have happened in one of these situations. So any case, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I stood at the door of Jannah and I saw most of the people inside Jannah were the poor people. The poor people, they were already in Jannah. So now, poor Muslims, people of Iman, people of good Amal, and at the same time, they didn't have too much of dunya. They had a little bit of dunya, mashallah. They happily will have gone to Jannah already. So meaning this is the first scene. And then as far as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Amma ahlul jaddi fa mahbusun. But the people of wealth, they were still now held back. In other words, people of wealth, but good Muslims, mashallah, people of Iman, people of Akhlaq, of Taqwa, they were not disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. And even the wealth that Allah Ta'ala blessed them with, they didn't misuse that wealth. They didn't fall into the fitna of that wealth. That wealth was used correctly. But they will still be held back to give an account of that wealth. Where you earned it from, how you used it, give an account of it. Now the person who had nothing, mashallah, they dusted their hands and they went away to Jannah, already enjoying themselves. And others are still now giving an accountability. Okay, this now, where did I earn this from? But that wasn't the correct manner of earning it, or there was some corners cut in this. There was something that was not 100% right. And how it was used? It was used to buy some garments which were not conducive to haya. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. Already there's a problem. It was used to buy something which I wanted to wear or something that I wanted to use because that will impress others. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. Nobody says it in so many words, but we have to search our hearts that this is what will catch the attention of others. It will show that I'm in style. That is why that brand label has to be visible. So whatever we're walking around with, how we're walking around, it needs to catch the attention of others. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. That is another disaster then. Now, by the time we end up giving an account of all that, then what was the intention behind it? Why it was, how it was used? That will, Allah knows best how long it will take. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that they were held back. And as far as the people who were now already decreed for Jahannam, they already gone to Jahannam. The fuqara, the masakeen, the poor, sincere Muslims, good Muslims, gone to Jannat. And in between these people, they're not heading to Jahannam because, alhamdulillah, but in this hisab kitab, Allah knows best how long it'll take, what will go on, and then what will be the final outcome also after the hisab kitab. So this is Allah Ta'ala's very great bounty, very great ni'mat, which we should appreciate. but use it in a way that earns Allah's pleasure. When buying something, ask ourselves, is this going to earn the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala? Is this going to take me closer to Allah Ta'ala? If it's going to be just a waste, it's just going to be for the sake of just keeping up with fashions and trends, then we rather spend that money helping some poor person. That will become a very great bounty for us. The topic we started off was something totally different, and without any intention it's gone into this direction. So just some other things are coming to mind now, and which Allah Ta'ala put khair and benefit in it. So in any case, this, as we mentioned, this fever comes up over a person, then they just go headlong into things. Because a fever takes control of the body entirely. It's not certain the head has got a fever, but the feet don't have fever. It's throughout. The point is, now this fever of this kind of lifestyle, when this fever sets in, it's a very difficult story. Allah Ta'ala save us from that. We just then go in that same direction without thinking what we're doing and how we're going ahead and how we're wasting Allah Ta'ala's ni'mats and bounties, and it can become a very, very severe matter. So once, while discussing this particular topic, so some examples were given which coming to mind now, that Allah Ta'ala has blessed somebody with halal wealth which they've earned in a correct manner, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala hasn't forbidden using that for some comfort, for luxury, which is within the limits of Sharia. But that should not become the focus of life. And that mustn't become a show-off point. Then that's a big disaster. So in any case, now for example, the example that was given at that time, that a person now wants to put in some kitchen cupboards, for example. So now you're going to get different levels and styles and whatever other things that go into it. It can range from a very comparatively good price and a low price. What is cheap? We're talking about maybe it's with wood that is not very, very solid. It can start rotting in a couple of years' time. It'll become a big problem and start chipping and whatever else and falling apart. So we're talking about now, person Allah has blessed them with something. So they're going for something that is of a better level. Very good, no problem. But then in that good level, there's different levels. In that good level, there's different levels. One good level will be that, mashallah, it's something really solid. It looks good as well. And it'll serve the purpose very well for the next, inshallah, there's nothing out of the ordinary that happens, then it'll give 25 years, 30 years, it'll carry on. Then there's something might look even more stylish. It might be far more like in style and more eye-catching, or something in a more fancy design of some sort. Not that this other first one is anything less, but now this is, and the price difference, sometimes the price difference may be for the amount of things that a person wants to do, might be 50,000 more, might be 100,000 more, can be 200,000 more. Now for what? For that which is going to be housing, now just understanding, some plasticware, some glassware, some cans of beans, because that's what's going to be kept inside the cupboards. Some plasticware, some glassware, some pots maybe, and some cans of beans, meaning food items, canned food. And now for that, an additional 50,000 or maybe 100,000, maybe 200,000 over and above the good level, over and above that luxury level, was spent for what? For housing. Housing plasticware, housing glassware, housing cans of beans. Now on the day of Qiyamah, there's no sawab for that. Nothing, zero sawab for spending that extra money. It could be taken to task, because what was available was on a luxury level already. This was over and above that, or maybe a person don't get taken to task, but no sawab. But if he used that excess money, not that luxury level now, that was going to cost a certain amount, already luxury, chalo, alhamdulillah. But I went to super luxury, and more just related to just how it look, and how fancy, and whatever else. He just saved that extra, and bought and built a house, a real house for human beings to live in. For some human beings who are houseless, homeless, wherever they might be. Small little, maybe a hut or a shack. Maybe a little bit more solid house. People are homeless. People who are living without any shelter over their heads in war-torn areas, in Gaza, in other parts of the world, in Syria, and so many Sudan. Allah Ta'ala save us, what halat people are undergoing, and what kind of hardships and difficulties they are bearing. So now, one is the house for cans of beans and other canned food, the house, the cupboard meaning, the house for plasticware, the house for glassware, the house for some pots. And here is a house for human beings, for insan. And many of them are people of iman. Now here there's no sawab. But that what will come, subhanallah, what du'as will come from the hearts of those people, what amount of barakah will come as a result of that, and the sawab beyond what we can imagine. And the day of Qiyamah, that might become the fast track, what we spent in that manner for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. You get everywhere nowadays fast track at the toll roads they got now, dedicated now, one lane or something, they call it the Shesha lane, just fast you go through. Allah knows best, this might become a means of that entry through the fast lane, that the desire was there to spend this extra money in all these designs and fancy things, and all keeping up with the trends and the fashions. And fashions and trends, who creates all these fashions and trends? The Yahud and Nasara, they are the ones creating all these fashions and trends, and devoid of haya, devoid of all the good things, they are the ones doing all this. And we paying the money, they are the ones getting the benefit for it. I've mentioned this many times, and it's something very, very noteworthy. One person who was in the clothing industry, long time ago, he passed away now, but at that time he mentioned to me that they used to manufacture a particular garment. So now the example he gave me at that time was they used to manufacture it, they used to sell it. So what it cost them was even lesser, but they used to sell it to the brand owner. So it was manufactured for the brand owner. They gave the design and so on. So whoever created the brand, so-called created the brand. So now they go to some factory that's doing manufacturing of garments. Okay, you manufacture this garment in this manner for us, this style, whatever else, this color and so on. So they manufacture it. And then they sold that garment to this brand owner for 50 rands. 50 rands a piece. The brand owner, what they do, they get another, some company, some factory, and they give it to them to put the label. Cost them another 5 rand per piece. 5 rand per garment to put the label. 5 rand, 10 rand. So that time was 5 rand. So per piece, 5 rand. Then, after this 5 rand per piece, so now it came to 55 rands. They would then sell that, this brand owner now, this garment, they paid 50 rand for it, they paid 5 rand for the label. They sell it to the concept stores. Now that was the first time I heard this word, concept store. They sell it to the concept store for how much? Now, because it's a high-flying brand, they sell it to the concept store for 200 rands. Cost them 50 rand, they put a 5 rand label. They sell it to the concept store for 200 rands. and the concept store sells it to the public for 600 rands. But what's its worth? Okay, it costs 50 rand to manufacture. They made a profit maybe, 100 rands. They could have sold it for 100 rands, so they make a decent profit. 125 rands. They were making more than 100% profit. But what the public is paying for, it's 600 rands. What are they paying for? Why are they paying 600 rands for something like this? The brand. So why must they pay for the brand? Because they are brainwashed. You don't get brandwashed now. You get brainwashed. This is brandwashed. That brand has been washed into their brain. So now they must follow the brand. It's not the matter of quality. They would be, even if there's something of very good quality, but no name on it. No, this doesn't make sense now. There's no name. There's no brand label. There's an unknown brand. So now, but the quality is guaranteed here. Many won't choose it. Some might choose it. Many won't choose it. Why? Because you become brandwashed. Brainwashed, become brandwashed. So now this is how they make their money, and they make fools of us, that they say, no, you just carry on now. You just buy, just pay, and we'll make the money, and we'll have the last laugh. So we need to become conscious of all these aspects. We need to turn to Allah Ta'ala, beg Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, break away from all these things, and remember that this is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, but we are accountable for it. On the day of Qiyamah, we'll have to give an answer. How did I earn? Where was it spent? In the Hadith Sharif, it is mentioned that the feet of insan will not move from the spot he's on until he answers four questions. And the first will be about his life, the second about his youth, the third is wealth, where he earned it from and where he spent it. And the fourth is knowledge, what knowledge he had, how much he practiced upon it. We all have to sit and ponder over all these things and think deeply, what answers will I give on the day of Qiyamah? Imagine the day of Qiyamah. Think about it. This is a very, very important muraqabah to make, to think about it and to meditate in this manner, that I am going to face, there's no escape from the day of Qiyamah. Every one of us will have to face the day of Qiyamah. So now, what answers am I going to give? I have to pass away suddenly, today, tonight, tomorrow morning. I have to pass away. Then my time, my Qiyamah has already started. What answers do I have? So now this is what we have to prepare for. This is what we have to talk to ourselves about. Ask ourselves these questions. Look around. Will I be accountable for these things? What answers will I give? This is the aspect about how we use this gift and bounty of Allah Ta'ala, the wealth that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. And then we have to become conscious that we're going to be asked about it on the day of Qiyamah. We have to be prepared for that time. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Again, we started off right at the beginning about this fever, and it was going to be the discussion about exam fever, but that whole thing got diverted to a different fever. But nevertheless, the point is, just to very briefly touch on the exam part of it, just as now we get into this exam fever at this time of the year, sometimes it's our own, we writing some exam, and sometimes we're not writing any exam right now, but somebody in the family is all now busy with exam. Everybody's in exam mode. Parents and young and old, everybody. Why? So-and-so is in exam. So we all have to start thinking about the exam of Akhirat also, the exam of the grave, the exam of the day of Qiyamah. So just as this fever takes a person from head to toe, we have to become conscious from head to toe about Akhirat and prepare for it. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala protect us from all the fitna and fasad. Allah Ta'ala make us among His true and obedient servants. Allah Ta'ala keep in afiyat. Keep us with iman. Take us with iman. And raise us on the day of Qiyamah with iman. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu. Allahumma la nuhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل عواقب أمورنا بالخير بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. رب اغفر وارحم واعفو وتكرم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.